In today's episode, I want to talk about one of the towering monuments of literature of all time, namely Dante's Divine Comedy, and a portion of it that is translated by one of the geniuses of 20th century literature, Dorothy L. Sayers. Stay tuned. Hello, friends. Pastor Tim Westermeyer here, senior pastor of St. Philip the Deacon in the western suburbs of Minneapolis. Good to be with you as always. What I want to do today, actually, is offer up a prayer in the form of the Lord's Prayer, but translated by Dorothy Sayers as a way to sort of help us to hear those words afresh, maybe. But it comes from her translation of Dante's Divine Comedy, which is three volumes. It's Hell, Purgatory, and Paradise. It's one of the Divine Comedy by Dante is one of the towering monuments of literature in the Western world. Dante lived in the late 1200s, early 1300s, originally from Florence, Italy, which of course has given us all kinds of amazing artists. And just a word about sort of how Sayers got to the Divine Comedy. It was through, this is sort of connecting some dots to other people we've talked about, mostly C.S. Lewis. Someone we've probably not talked about is Charles Williams. And I have in my hand here a little volume called Essays Presented to Charles Williams, edited by no less than C.S. Lewis. C.S. Lewis and some other people, including Dorothy Sayers, had planned to collect a bunch of essays to honor Charles Williams in the middle of the 20th century. As they were putting it together, he died, and so it became sort of a posthumous way of honoring his work. He was an editor at Oxford University Press, but C.S. Lewis, Dorothy Sayers, J.R.R. Tolkien, who also contributed to this, all held him in very high esteem. And so I'm going to read, again, I want to get to the Lord's Prayer, but I want to read the opening of Dorothy Sayers' contribution to this little volume, again, honoring Charles Williams. And the title of her contribution to this is, it's called, quote, and telling you a story, a note on the Divine Comedy, which she was introduced to, as you will hear, by reading a book by Charles Williams. So here's what she writes. This is partway into this essay. While I, Dorothy Sayers, still knew Dante chiefly by his repute, The Figure of Beatrice, that's a book by Charles Williams, was published, and I read it not because it was about Dante, but because it was by Charles Williams. So again, she's acknowledging, I really respected Williams' work. I thought of him as a very intelligent thinker and writer, and I knew this book came out, and I wanted to read it. It became immediately evident that here was an image, and here an image maker with whom one had to reckon. Now she's talking about Dante, and that the world had been right to call Dante a great poet, in all caps, perhaps the greatest. So she's introduced to Dante by Charles Williams. And if any of you know this story, and I'm getting it wrong, feel free to correct me, but I believe that during World War II, while bombs were falling around London, Dorothy Sayers went into a bomb shelter. This was after, again, reading this book by Charles Williams and being introduced to Dante, with a volume of the Divine Comedy in Italian, which in her 50s she learned so that she could read the Divine Comedy. And as she was reading it, she came to realize the intelligence of the poetry, but also the humanity and the humor of the poem, which she felt was lacking in most English translations. And she then, again, in her 50s, set about the work of translating this monumental poem by Dante. And so she was able to finish the first volume, Hell, the second volume, Purgatory, and I think she got partway through the third volume, Paradise, and then she unfortunately died, and so another woman named Barbara Reynolds, with whom she had corresponded, picked up the work and finished the translation of the third volume, the Divine Comedy. I'm going to read one other thing. This is from Dorothy Sayers' introduction to the first volume of her translation of the Divine Comedy, again, Hell, just to sort of put some context around Dante's, again, towering poetic work. So here's Sayers. "We must also be prepared while we are reading Dante to accept the Christian and Catholic view of ourselves as responsible, rational beings. We must abandon any idea that we are the slaves of chance or environment or our subconscious, any vague notion that good and evil are merely relative terms or that conduct and opinion do not really matter. Any comfortable persuasion that, however shiftlessly we muddle through life, it will somehow or other all come right on the night. We must try to believe that man's will is free, that he can consciously exercise choice, and that his choice can be decisive to all eternity. For the Divine Comedy is precisely the drama of the soul's choice." Okay? So again, just a little bit of context of both the Divine Comedy, of how Dorothy Sayers came to know it through Charles Williams, who was widely respected by literary giants of British 20th century authorship. And now I want to, again, I was reminded of this portion of the Divine Comedy, which is, again, it's part of Dante's poem, but it is his translation of what we would call the Lord's Prayer, and now it is being translated into English by Dorothy Sayers. And so it is really in the form of poetry. She keeps the sort of the form of the poetry that Dante uses in Italian. And I guess I read this as maybe a prayer for the day, as a form of blessing for the day, or as a way just to hear that important prayer that we pray as Christians all the time in a slightly different light. So this is, again, it's from a Divine Comedy, Book 2, Purgatory. This is Canto or Chapter 11. It's the very beginning of this chapter. And here is the Lord's Prayer. "Our Father, dwelling in the heavens, no wise as circumscribed, but as the things above, thy first effects are dearest in thine eyes. Hallowed thy name be, and the power thereof, by every creature as right meet it is, we pray the tender effluence of thy love. Let come to us, let come thy kingdom's peace. If it come not, we've no power of our own to come to it, for all our subtleties. Like as with glad hosannas at thy throne, thine angels offer up their wills alway, so let men offer theirs, that thine be done. Our daily manna give to us this day. Without much he through this desert wild toils most to speed, goes backward on his way. As we, with all our debtors reconciled, forgive, do thou forgive us, nor regard our merits, but upon our sins look mild. Put not our strength too easily ensnared and overcome to proof with the old foe, but save us from him, for he tries it hard." So that's my offering for you this week. You cannot go wrong reading stuff by Dorothy Sayers, or for that matter, Charles Williams, or for that matter, C.S. Lewis, or J.R.R. Tolkien. And I would encourage you and commend to you anything by them, including Sayers' translation of the Divine Comedy. Thanks for being with me today, and as always, be well, stay in touch, and God bless.